Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. I trust you're having a glorious day. Praise the Lord. The topic for today's article is His wisdom in and through us. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. Our opening scripture for today says, To the intent now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. I'll read this scripture again, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. To the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome says, The phrase might be known in the scripture above is nozero in Greek, and it means to certify, declare, make known, or give to understand. Hallelujah. The church is designed by God to house, display, or manifest the manifold, many-sided wisdom of God. This is huge. The church is designed by God to house, display, or manifest the manifold, many-sided wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome then says, It means the church will make known to the principalities and powers in heavenly realms the awe-inspiring, endless wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. The responsibility of the church is to make known to the principalities and powers in heavenly places how wonderful God is, how powerful, how excellent, how full of wisdom God is. The church will make manifest the endless wisdom of God to the dark world of this life. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, This is our calling in the now of our lives. Praise the Lord. God seeks to demonstrate His power, His wisdom through us now. Praise the Lord. God wants to show us off, to show His power, His glory, His perfections, His excellence through us. And Pastor says, it's not in the by and by. It's in the now. It's today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The question is, how is this possible? Says Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. And he says, it's pretty simple. He filled us with wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God filled us with His wisdom. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 declares that Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Christ in you is God's great answer to all human need. Did you hear that? Christ in you is the solution the world seeks today, is the answer to their problems, is the light they need in their dark situations. You are their solutions. If you are in Christ, if Christ is in you, you are the solution to the hurting world. Praise the Lord. Christ in you is your glory and wisdom. Hallelujah. And until you understand this, you may never take advantage of it, says Pastor Chris. That's why there are lots of Christians who act confused in life, walking in darkness when they are the light of the world. Now, this is a sad way to live. You're a child of God, filled with His wisdom, His power, and His glory. Yet you live powerlessly. You live without substance. You live empty, running around like the people of the world, without hope. When God has said that you are the light of the world, when God has said that you are His ambassador, that you are co-laborer together with Him in this life, that you are His outstretched arm, that you are His glory, that you are a city set on a hill. You are meant to shine from the mountaintop. Kings are meant to come to the brightness of your shining. If that is you, if you examine your life today and it's not in line with the calling of God upon your life, then it's time to retrace your steps. It's time to go back in the Word, to discover your inheritance, to discover who you are, and to lay hold on eternal life, to lay hold on those promises of God, to lay hold on the very words of Jesus concerning you. It's all in the Word. Hallelujah. Christ has been made unto you wisdom. Just as easy as you can say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Always be quick to affirm that this vital resource of divinity, divine wisdom, is deposited within the recesses of your human spirit and expressed in your daily walk. Now, this is life-changing. If you can imbibe this truth today, if you can grab hold of it, it'll change your life forever. You know, some people are easily okay to say, I'm the righteousness of God, that they can relate to. But when you say, I'm full of God, it seems high. Why? Or when you say, I have the wisdom of God, or God's wisdom is manifested in and through me, it seems big. No, it is the same revelation. It is still Jesus Christ being revealed in and through you. He is your righteousness. He is your wisdom. He is your redemption. He is your sanctification. Christ is your redemption. There are many promises in Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, remember, being filled with the Holy Spirit means you're filled with Christ, the wisdom of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ in me is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Even now, affirm boldly that Christ is your wisdom. You're led and guided in wisdom. You speak wisdom and deal wisely in all your affairs. Glory to God. Why? Because the wisdom of God is at work in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us take the confession together. Christ is made unto me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Hallelujah. Therefore, I don't lack wisdom, because Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, lives in me. Hallelujah. I have access and insight into mysteries and secrets. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. His wisdom is manifested in and through us. And that is God's truth concerning you, concerning me today. Not in the sweet by and by, but now, right now, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for a deeper understanding in meditation, you can look at the book of Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 16 to 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6 to 7. And Proverbs chapter 24 from verse 3 to 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I trust that today's article has inspired you. Remember who you are. Thank you all for listening, and listen to the rest of the message, especially if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We would like to lead you to Christ, the Bible way. All you require is to believe and receive His truth today. God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You will begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.